In Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our service.
我刚刚谈到主耶稣的人性。
Just now I mentioned the human nature of Jesus.
现在我要讲的是主耶稣的神性。
Now I'd like to discuss the divine nature of Lord Jesus.
为什么圣经里强调耶稣有神性呢？
Why did the Bible say that Jesus has a divine nature?
因为耶稣如果没有神性，他就不能成我们的救主。
If Jesus does not have a divine nature, then he cannot be our Savior.
他既有神性，才可以拯救我们得永生。
Because he has a divine nature, he can be our Savior.
也能够成全我们一些的祷告。
And he can listen to our prayer.
我们看罗马书第一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4.
罗马书的第一章第四节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 4.
按圣善的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。这里所说的是耶稣是既有神性的。
Here it says that Jesus has a divine nature.
这边提到两个问题。
Here there are two questions.
一个是说他是神的儿子。
One says he's the son of God.
一个是说他从死里复活。
Next is he resurrected from the dead.
这两件也是同一件。
These two are two, but they're one.
用死里复活这个事实证明他真的是神的儿子。
From his resurrection, it has been proved that Jesus is the Son of God.
我们也是神的儿子。
We are also Son of God.
但我们是神儿子这个身份跟耶稣神儿子是不同身份。
But our identity as the Son of God is different from Jesus' identity as Son of God.
如果你读的是英文圣经，你就会注意到这个问题。
If you read the English Bible, then you will.
我们信主成为神的儿子用小写。
When we become the children of God, it is in small letter.
耶稣是神儿子。
Jesus is the Son of God.
从旧约到新约。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament.
旧约是预言。
Also in the prophecy.
新约是预言已经实现。
In the Old Testament is a prophecy. In the New Testament, the prophecy is come true. 多数用大写。And it's all written using capital letters.
我们等一下可以看旧约圣经里面关于弥赛亚是神儿子，也是用大写。
If we are reading the Old Testament afterwards, and you will see that the Son of God.
所以这个跟我们是神儿子是不同的身份。
Therefore, our identity is different from Jesus.
我们是神儿子。
We are sons of God.
并不表明我们有神性。
It doesn't mean that we have a divine nature.
因为我们是属于血气的人， because, 我们怎么会有神性呢？
Because we belong to flesh, how could we have a divine nature?
但圣经讲耶稣神儿子，说出强调他是既有神性的一个存在。
But when the Bible says that Jesus is Son of God, it simply shows that he has divine nature.
所以才需要说用复活来证明他是神的儿子。
Therefore, using his resurrection to prove that he is God.
我们信耶稣也是神的儿子。
When we believe in Jesus, we are also sons
of God. 但我们不需用复活来证明我们是神的儿子。
But we need not resurrect to prove that we are the
children of God. 因为我们没有神性。
Because we have no divine nature.
耶稣是有神性的。
Jesus has divine nature.
所以用复活来证明他是既有神性的神的儿子。
Therefore, his resurrection proved that he has divine nature.
关于耶稣神的这个问题。
And as for the Son of God.
有神的证明。
Using God to prove,
有耶稣主的承认，
and even Jesus himself admitted,
也有第三组的见证，
and there is also a testimony of a third party.
我们现在看马太第三章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 3.
马太福音第三章。
Matthew chapter 3.
十七节。
Verse 17.
马太三章十七节。
Matthew chapter 3 verse 17.
从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。当耶稣受洗的时候，
When Jesus was baptized,
神从天上证明说，这个是我的爱子。
God spoke from heaven saying, "This is my beloved son,
我所喜悦的。
with whom I am well pleased."
主耶稣自己承认他是神的儿子。
Jesus himself said that he is son of God.
也因为他承认他是神的儿子而被钉十字架。
Because he claimed to be the Son of God, he was crucified.
如果他不承认他是神儿子，他就不会被钉十字架。
If he didn't say that he is the Son of God, then he wouldn't be crucified.
犹太人也说他们是神的儿子。
The Jews say that they are children.
他们称神为父亲。
They also claim God to be the father.
但没有一个犹太人因为这样被杀。
But no one Jew was killed because of this.
可是耶稣说他是神儿子，他们要把他杀掉。
But Jesus said that he is the Son of God, and they killed him.
因为耶稣说他是儿子，是表示他有神性的神的儿子。
Because when Jesus said he is Son of God, he has a divine nature.
跟犹太人成为神的主民、神的儿子是不同身份的。
And his identity is different from the Jews who were simply the people of God's nation.
看马太二十六章。
Listen to Matthew chapter 26.
马太 26章
Listen to Matthew chapter 26
63节
Verse 63
耶稣却不言语大祭司对他说我主着永生神叫你起誓告诉我们你是神儿主基督不是当大祭问耶稣说
When the high priest questioned Jesus,
就问一个问题,
he asked one question.
你是神儿子基督不是?
Are you the Christ, Son of God?
神儿子英文是用大写。
Here the Son of God is written in capital letters.
他又把神儿子跟基督连起来问。
He has put Christ and Son of God together and asked Jesus.
基督就是弥赛亚。
Christ means Messiah.
犹太人读旧约的预言，他们所了解的这个弥赛亚是具有神圣的救主。
The Jews understood from the Old Testament that the Messiah has a divine nature.
所以他用基督跟神儿子两个身份合起来问他，你是不是这个？
Therefore, the high priest asked him, "Are you Christ and the Son of the Living God?"
而且是说，主的永生神叫启示回答我的问题。
Says, "Answer my question. I adjure you by the Living God."
主的神启示回答的，你要老实讲，不要撒谎。
Meaning.Tell the truth, do not lie.
可见他所问的问题非常重要的一个问题。
Hence, we can see the seriousness of this question.
六十四节
Verse 64.
耶稣对他说：“你说的是，他承认我是神的儿子，我是基督。”
Jesus said to him, "You have said so." So Jesus admitted that he is Christ.
也就是说，我是你所说的具有神性的神的儿子。
In other words, Jesus said that I am the Son of God with a divine nature.
然后又说。你们要看见人主坐在全能者的右边，叫天上的云降临。
You will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven.
这一句我们刚已经看过，叫做丹尼里七章十三节、十六节那一段预言。
We have read this earlier in Daniel chapter 7, verse 13 to verse 15.
丹尼里七章十三、十六节，我们刚刚看过的犹太人对那一节的预言认为，那就是弥赛亚。
The verse in Daniel chapter 7, verse 13 and 14,
叫做既有神圣的救主。
The Jews interpreted as Messiah with a divine nature.
耶稣说，我就是当你所预言那一个人子。
And Jesus said that I am the one prophesied in Daniel.
大家就听到这个地方没有办法忍受下去了。
When the high priest heard this, he couldn't take it anymore.
六十五节，他到撕开衣服说，他说欠妄的话。
In verse 65, the high priest tore his robe and said he has uttered blasphemy.
就是他越前说话，他不是神，他说神是越前说话。
It says, simply says that Jesus has said something beyond himself.
等于亵渎神。
He has blasphemed against God.
亵渎神应当被杀。
For those who utter blasphemy, he shall be killed.
啊，然后他就问我们还需要见证人吗？
And then he asks, why do we still need witnesses?
他的话是最好的证据了。
His words are the best evidence.
不必找见证人了。
We need not have any witnesses.
那么六十六节。大家去问旁边的人，你们意见怎么样啊
？Verse 66, the high priest asked people, "What is your judgment?"
他们回答说到了该死的。
They answered, "He deserves death."
耶稣为了承认我是神的儿子，他们说他是该死的。
When Jesus admitted that he was Son of God, the people said he deserved death.
犹太人称为属神的主民。
The Jews claimed to be the people of God.
他们称神为父亲。
They claimed God as Father.
没有人说这个是欠妄的话。
No one says that this is blasphemy.
没有人说这个人该死。
No one says that they deserve to die.
但耶稣说我是神儿子，他说该死。
But when Jesus claimed to be the Son of God, they said he deserved to die.
因为这个是跟犹太人是神的主民不同身份的有神性的神的儿子。
Because this identity is different from the Jews that he has divine nature.
看约翰第五章。
Listen to John chapter 5.
十八节。
Verse
18. 约翰五章十八节。
John chapter 5 verse 18.
所以犹太人越发想要杀他，因为他不但犯了安息日，并且称神为他的父，将自己和神当作平等。这里提到犹太人想杀耶稣有两个原因。
There are two reasons why the Jews sought to kill Jesus.
一个原因是他犯安息日。
First, he had broken the law of Sabbath.
其实耶稣没有犯安息日。
In fact, Jesus had not broken the Sabbath at all.
耶稣是按着医病赶鬼。
Jesus had only cured the illness.
他们认为按着不可做的。
But he said this cannot be done on Sabbath.
所以他们说耶稣犯安息日。
That's why they said Jesus had broke the Sabbath.
那耶稣就反问他们。
And Jesus questioned them.
你们当然谁有羊，安息日坑里不把它拉上来呢？
Were any of you would leave his lamp in a hole dead on the Sabbath day?
人的生命不是比羊更宝贵吗？
Wouldn't the life of a human more precious than the life of a lamb?
安息路羊在坑里面把它拉上了，没有人说这个患难其实。
If a lamb fell into a hole on a Sabbath day and someone rescued it, no one says that he broke the Sabbath.
安息医病，你说这个患难其实呢？
Why is it that when I cure illnesses on the Sabbath, you say that I have broken the Sabbath?
这是他们矛盾的地方。
This is where there is a conflict.
所以耶稣安息医病，不是等于患安息日。
Therefore, when Jesus cured illnesses, doesn't mean that he had broken the Sabbath.
一般基督教拿这个做根据。
Many people use this as a basis.
耶稣废掉安息日。
As a basis that Jesus had abolished the Sabbath. Because he had cured illnesses on that day.
犹太人认为不可做的，耶稣做出来。
And this is something that Jews deemed should not be done, but
这种脑筋的想法跟犹太人一样。
This sort of thinking would be the same as the Jews.
犹太人看耶稣按着一边，当然说耶稣犯安息日。
And the Jews said that Jesus had broken the Sabbath.
一般基督教看耶稣按着一边，当然耶稣废掉安息日。
The other Christian denominations said that Jesus had abolished the Sabbath.
一样的想法。
This is the same line of thinking.
是错误的想法。
This is a mistake.
耶稣按着一边，不是废掉安息日，也不是干扰安息日。
Jesus cured the sick on the Sabbath doesn't mean they had broken the Sabbath.
而是要给他们知道，安息日是可以医病的。
Rather telling them that you can cure illnesses on the Sabbath.
正如安息日里面羊掉坑里，可以把它拉上来。
It's just like on the Sabbath when your lamb falls into a pit, you can lift up.
没有人说犯安息日啊。
No one said that you have broken the Sabbath.
那么人的生命比羊更宝贵，为什么不能医治他呢？
If a life of a human is more precious than the life of a lamb, why can't you save it?
这个是题外的话。
This is another topic.
那么他们杀耶稣第一个目的，第二个理由。
The second reason for killing Jesus.
他因为称神为他的父亲。
Because he called God his own father.
把自己跟人当作平等。
Making himself equal with God.
所以这个是一个特别的身份。
This is a special status.
犹太人称神为父亲呢。
The Jews called God as the father.
没有人说你把自己跟神当作平等。
But no one says that you are equal to God.
但当耶稣说他是
But when Jesus said that he is the Son of God, when he called God the Father, they would say that Jesus had made himself so high that he's equal to God. Meaning Jesus is God.
耶稣这样讲没有错，但他们不相信。
What Jesus said is not wrong, but they do not believe.
所以才想杀掉他。
And this is why they sought to kill him.
我们这里已经有一个结论。
Here we have a conclusion.
圣经一再说耶稣是神儿子，不讲他的人性，是强调他的神性。
Here the Bible says that he is Son of God. It will not emphasize the human nature of God, rather his divine nature.
因为他既有神性,
because he has a divine nature, he can be our Savior.
那耶稣神儿子不但有他自己的承认,
By calling himself the Son of God, Jesus not only testified on his behalf, there's another third party to testify for him.
干嘛在27章?
Let's turn to Matthew chapter
27,
verse 54. Matthew chapter 27, verse 54.
百夫长看一同看守耶稣的人看见地震，并所经历的事，就极力害怕，说：“这真是神的儿子了。” 耶稣气断时候,
when Jesus passed away,
发生两件事情,
two things happened.
第一件事,圣殿的帐幕从上到下面裂为两半。
First was the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom.
第二件事,坟墓裂开了。
Second, that the tombs were opened.
已经离世圣徒都复活从墓里出来。
Many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised.
那么54节就说,
Verse 54 says,
看见这的树的人都很害怕,
when those who saw this were afraid,
说这真是神的儿子了,
they said, truly this was the Son of God.
如果他不是神的儿子,
if he wasn't the Son of God,
为什么他亲自发生这两件大事呢?
Why is it that after he died, two things happened?
这个是第三者的证明, 耶稣是神的儿子。
This is the testimony of a third party that Jesus was Son of God.
那么圣灵又说, 神用 耶稣复活这个大能来显明他是真的是神的儿子。
The Bible also says that through the resurrection of Jesus, God has proved that Jesus is Son of God.
这就刚刚我们所看罗马书一章四节那边所提到的。
This is what is written in Romans chapter 1 verse
4. 用复活的大能显明他真的是神的儿子。
With the resurrection of Christ, he has revealed that he is Son of God.
因为他的复活是一种大能。
Because his resurrection is a great power. A person who is dead and buried, if he can came off his tomb on the third day, this is a miracle. Therefore we say this is a great power of God.
Let's
read Ephesians chapter 1 verse 20. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 20.
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在主的右边。这边说，神用大能的运行，让耶稣从死里复活。
With great might, God has raised Jesus from the dead.
所以耶稣的复活是神的大能的显明。
Therefore, the resurrection of Jesus reveals the almightiness of God.
证明他真是神的儿子。
This is to prove that he is truly the Son of God.
关于耶稣的复活,
As for the resurrection of Jesus,
圣经也有预言,
the Bible also prophesied,
后来应验了,
and it came true.
看书篇第二篇,
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 2,
第七节,
verse 7.
书篇的第二篇第七节,
Psalms chapter 2, verse 7.
说高主说,我要传圣主,耶和华曾对我说,你是我的儿子,我今日生你。说高主就是弥赛亚,就是基督。
And the decree, the anointed one, meaning Christ, or Messiah.
神对弥赛亚说,
God said to Messiah,
你是我的儿子,
You are my son.
这里的儿子英文也是用大写,
Here it's also written in capital letters.
我进入生你,
that I have begotten you.
这个生你好像说耶稣出生,
begotten you, meaning Jesus was born.
其实这个预言不是预言耶稣出生,
In fact, this is not a prophecy of the birth of Jesus,
是预言他的复活,
rather his resurrection.
我们看使徒十三章,
listen to Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传十三章,
Acts chapter 13,
33节,
verse 33.
使徒行传十三章33节,
Acts chapter 13, verse 33.
神已经向我们这做儿女的应验叫耶稣复活了。 正如诗篇第二篇上记着说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。保罗为了证明耶稣已经复活，
to prove that Jesus had resurrected，
他引证诗篇二篇的预言，
Paul quoted from 2 Psalms，
就我们刚所读的二篇七节那一段，
it is exactly the same scripture we read earlier，
他说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
God, my son, today I have begotten thee.
我们从保罗引证这一段的证明耶稣复活来了解。
From this code, we understand.
今日生你不是预言耶稣出生，是预言他复活。
That this is not a prophecy of his birth, rather his death.
后来应验了。
His resurrection, in fact, this is true.
那耶稣复活，我们今天活着没有人看到。
Today, none of us have witnessed the resurrection of Jesus.
不但我们没有看到。
We haven't seen it.
连当时很多犹太人都没有亲眼看到。
Even many Jews didn't see it.
所以他们不相信。
And therefore, they did not believe it.
那耶稣的门徒用什么方法来向他们证明耶稣真的复活呢？
And how did the disciples of Jesus prove to them that Christ has resurrected?
两个方法。
Two ways.
一个方法。
One.
是用他们领圣的体验来证明耶稣真的复活升天。
To show them with their own experience that Jesus has resurrected.
第二个方法,
Second way.
是用祷告的功效来证明他复活在天上听他们的祷告。
Through the efficacy of prayer to show that God has ascended to heaven.
看使徒行传第二章,
Listen to Acts chapter 2.
32节,
verse 32.
使徒行传二章32节,
Acts chapter 2 verse 32.
这耶稣神已经叫他复活了。 我们都为这事做见证，33节。他既被神右手高举，又从父受了所应许圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。五旬的那一天，
On the day of Pentecost，
耶稣的门徒彼得用什么话证明耶稣已经复活呢？What
did Peter say to prove that Jesus had resurrected？
他说他复活了以后。
He says, after his resurrection, that he has sent down what you have seen and heard.
圣灵降临时候,
when the Holy Spirit descended, these people are filled with the Holy Spirit.
看得见,
they can see.
他们讲方言,
when they spoke in tongue, it can be heard.
用这个证明耶稣的复活升天,
this is to prove that Jesus had resurrected and ascended to heaven. prior to his ascension,
他对门徒说,
Jesus said to the disciples,
我去对你们有益处,
I go as for you.
因为我不去, 保释不来,
because if I don't go, the counselor will not come.
就是圣灵,
the counselor is Holy Spirit.
我去就差带来,
if I go, I will send him.
到五旬那一天,
on the day of Pentecost,
圣灵果然降临,
the Holy Spirit descended.
他们用这个来证明耶稣已经复活升天了,
they used this to prove that Jesus had ascended to
heaven. 我们今天耶稣可以得圣灵,
today we can also receive Holy Spirit.
我们做一次的布道会,
and this evangelical service,
第一天晚上一个受圣灵,
on the first night one received Holy Spirit,
昨天第三天晚上三个受圣灵,
on the third night three people received Holy Spirit.
自己感觉别人看得出来,
you can feel it, other people can see it.
我们有这个体验, 我们知道耶稣已经复活升天,
we have this experience that, but we know that Jesus,
因为他说他不去, 保释不来,
because he said that he didn't go, the counselor will not come.
他去才带来,
and when he go,
我们今天得到圣灵了,
today we have received the Holy Spirit.
所以我们知道他已经复活升天,
therefore we know that he has resurrected and ascended to heaven.
使徒们证明耶稣复活第二个方法,
the second way for the disciples to prove that Jesus is resurrected,
就是用祷告功效来证明,
is to use the efficacy of prayer to prove that Jesus is resurrected. Acts chapter 3, verse 15.
使徒行传3章15节,
Acts chapter 3 verse 15,
你们杀了那生命的主，神却叫他从死里复活了，我们都为这个事做见证。 16节, 我们因信他的名，他的名便叫你们所看的所见这个人见状了，证出他所述的信心，叫这人在你们众人面前全然好了。在使徒3章 一开头就说,
the beginning of chapter 3,
有一个人从出生以来就是瘸腿的,
there was a man lame from birth,
他自己不能行动,
he couldn't walk,
每天被抬来放在圣殿门口来顶出入的人帮助他,
every day he was being carried to the gate of the temple,
耶稣的门徒叫他起来走路,
but the disciples of Jesus ordered him to go up and walk, get up and walk.
第四章22节,
let's read chapter 4 verse 22.
第四章22节,
chapter 4 verse 22,
原来这组神迹医好的那人有40多岁了, 这个人已经有40多岁,
we see that this man was more than 40 years old,
他从出生就没有走过路,
from birth he hasn't walked,
现在已经40多岁了,
now that he's over 40 years,
40多年来他没有走过一步路,
for the past 40 years he has not taken a step,
现在竟然能起来走路,
now he can get up and walk,
大家认出他, 因为他的圣殿请人帮助,
everybody recognized him because he was at the temple every day.
很多人围在那边看,
everybody gathered around him.
有人说这个人不是圣殿那个要饭的吗?
Some say, isn't this the beggar by the gate?
为什么能走路呢?
Why is he able to walk?
有人说不是他啦,
some say, this is not him, just someone looking like him.
但这个人听到这里说, 我就是啊, 不是很像而已,
but this person said, I am the one.
然后彼得就抓住机会向他们做见证,
Peter uses chance to preach to people,
你们把耶稣杀掉了,
you have killed Jesus,
他是生命的主,
he is the author of life,
所以他又复活了,
and he resurrected,
我们现在是奉耶稣的名叫这个人起来走路的,
and today by his name we have made this man walk,
事实胜于雄辩,
this is a fact,
耶稣如果没有复活升天,
if Jesus did not ascended to heaven,
耶稣如果今天没有在天听我们的祷告,
if Jesus is not listening to our prayer today,
为什么他的名有这个能力给他起来走路呢?
Why is it that there is power in his name that this lame man can walk?
今天还是神迹的时代, 神迹并没有过去,
today is still the age of miracles.
我做节已经讲一些我的体验,
I'll tell you some of my experiences.
我现在再讲一个,
I'll give you one more.
我第二个女儿出生就发烧,
when my second daughter was born, she had a fever,
跟老大一样的毛病,
just like the oldest daughter.
那老大满意发烧祷告很快一处就祷告就读一次,
my oldest daughter, after she was one month old, she had a fever, but after prayer she was well.
然后这个不一样,
when my second child was different,
我告诉我那人上一次我们的老大发烧祷告好了,
I said to my wife that when the first child was ill we prayed, she was well,
这次回来祷告啊,
now we can do the same,
我都为了按手祷告,
I laid my hands on her, we prayed,
祷告完摸摸看还是有烧,
but after prayer she still have fever,
没有功效,
it's not,
就去看医生,
we brought to a doctor,
看医生没有功效,
it's no use,
就祷告,
we pray,
前后两年,
for about 2 years,
在医生耶稣之间来往,
we've been traveling between Jesus and the doctors,
因为两年的发烧没有退, 所以很瘦,
for 2 years she had this fever and she was very lean,
瘦得皮包肉, 真的皮包, 皮包骨, 不是皮包肉, 皮包骨, 没有肉了,
she was so thin that there's hardly any flesh on her,
有一天我在祷告的时候，
One day when I was praying,
我都想起可能主耶稣不要我们在这个地方。
I thought to myself, perhaps Jesus doesn't want us to stay here.
因为那边有我们的教会。
Because there is no church here.
这样长期下去可能会失去信心。
For a long time, if we stay here for a long time, perhaps we lose our faith.
好像主叫醒我要离开这个地方。
It's like the Lord telling me to leave this place.
所以我跟我那人商量。
I discussed this over with my wife.
我们要离开这个地方，到有教会地方去。
We have to leave this place to a place where there is a church.
她同意了。
She agreed with me.
我就写信给当时的读协。读协就是在教会科里面决定教员差派去哪里那一个官员呐、啊。
I wrote a letter to the Minister of Education.
我在信上这样说。
I said in my letter.
我是真的要信徒。
I am a Christian.
我在哪一个学校教书
？I'm teaching in a particular school.
这里没有我们今天教会。
But in this place there is no church.
我家里又不平安。
I don't have peace in my house.
我教书没有精神。
I don't have the energy to teach.
恐怕误人子弟。
I don't want to teach wrong things to children.
所以请你给我调去有我们教会的地方，湖尾，我那边湖尾硕士，调到那边去有教会。
So I asked if he can transfer me over to Huwei, where there's a church.
我会天天去聚会。
That way I can go to church every day.
心里平安。
I feel safe.
家庭也平安。
My household is peaceful.
教书更有力气。
Then I have the strength to teach.
那我教的学生一定成绩会进步的。
Then of course my students will have good grades.
我很天真的把这些话告诉他。
And I said this very frankly in my letter.
过了几天我去找他。
After a few days I went to the ministry.
我说我某某学的老师，你有没有接到我的信啊？
I said I am so and so from for such and such a school. Have you received my letter?
他说接到了。
He said yes, I have received the letter.
你信耶稣？
You're a Christian.
我信孔夫子。
I believe in Confucius.
我不了解你的信仰如何。
I don't understand your faith.
但我看你信上说你家里不平安。
But I read in a letter that you do not have peace in
your house. 我同情你的遭遇。
I sympathize with you.
所以下学期可以给你调到湖尾有你们教的地方。
From next semester, I will transfer you over to Huawei, where you have a church there. I know this is the effect of my prayer.
Because he 第一句要声明，他信孔子，不认识我信的是什么道理。
He already said that he believed in Confucius. He doesn't understand my belief.
等于是拒绝了。
In other words, he's telling me that he rejected me.
同情你的遭遇。
But he said, I sympathize with you.
我看这个是祷告的功效。
I believe this is the effect of my
prayer.
好，
那么那个时候我真的调到湖北去。
The next semester, I was indeed transferred.
我的太太本来没有受洗。
My wife initially was not baptized.
她是属于长老会的。
She was a Presbyterian.
两个孩子还没有受洗。
The two children were not
baptized. 在那一年的灵会，他们三个都一起受洗。
And that year during the spiritual convocation, all three of them were baptized.
到了会以后
，After arriving in Huawei,
每天请信徒帮助祷告。
I asked the prayer believers to pray for me every day.
也请传道按手祷告。
And I asked the pastors lay hands on.
都没有功效。
It was useless.
那在湖北有一个医生是我的那人的堂哥。
My wife's cousin was a doctor in Huawei.
他是一个很有名的医生。
He was a famous.
这个小儿科医生。
He was a famous pediatrician.
去请他看啊。
We took our daughter to him.
他说这个夏季热，就是说夏天发热，秋天天气凉就好了。
He said this is a fever only in summer, and when autumn comes, she will be well.
他发烧两年。
But she has been ill for 2 years.
秋天过去，冬天也过去了。
Summer have, autumn have passed and winter have passed.
他的烧没有退啊。
The fever has still not subsided.
那医学上有没有夏季热这个病名？我也不知道，可能他自己命名的。
I don't know if there is such a term, a summer fever in medical books.
另外一个医生。
There's another doctor.
他说这个是心脏瓣膜症，心脏瓣膜症就心的瓣膜有病了。
She said this is an illness of the heart valve.
他说这个心脏瓣膜症有两种
There are two types of this illness.
一种是先天的
One is,
一种是后天的
The next is, you get it acquired
先天的很难医好
If this is born with it, it's hard to be cured
后天也是很难
Even if you acquire it after birth, it's also hard to be cured
先天是更难
But if you were born with this, it's harder
很不幸你又是先天的
Unfortunately, your daughter was born with
this 医好机会等于没有了
The likelihood of being cured was zero.
就算发生神迹奇迹的给他医好了
Even if there's a miracle and she's well,
以后不会跑步
She couldn't run.
不会生孩子
She cannot have children.
因为这样心脏受不了
Because her heart will not be able to take it.
好，就是这样
That's it.
那么祷告没有功效，看医生也没有功效
If prayer is useless, seeing the doctor is useless.
前后两年
For 2 years.
不会蹲
She couldn't stoop.
不会爬,
she couldn't crawl.
当然也不会站起来,
of course, she couldn't walk.
不是抱着就放在床上,
we either carried her, we put her on bed.
放在床沿不怕她滚下去, 因为她没有力气翻身啊,
we put her beside the bed, we're not afraid that she will fall because she couldn't
瘦得皮包骨,
she was very
mean. 两个眼睛大大转来转去, 好像猴子, 所以他们叫 狗啊丢狗啊剩, 猴子病, 哪里有这个病?
All you see are her two big eyes like monkey.
monkey 啊, 那, 因为陈仙只有皮跟骨没有肉,
because she has no flesh, all she's left are the bones.
所以抱起来好像骨头没有连在一起, 大家很害怕, 不敢抱她。
When you carry her, it seems like the bones are not joined together.
哭的声,
no one dare to carry her.
哭的声音, 好像断气这样没有力气。
She cried, her cry is very faint.
但奶粉出很多, 因为她胃口很好。
But she drink a lot of milk, but she has good appetite.
正常, 只有发烧不退。
She is normal in every aspect except for the fever.
那些奶粉都被烧啊, 消化掉了,
all the milk were burnt away because of fever.
有一天我在祷告时候,
one day when I was praying,
我想起我刚刚信主受圣灵的时候,
I remember the time when I received the Holy Spirit.
到嘉义教堂的灵会,
I went to Jai Church to attend
the
convocation, the Holy Spirit.
我向神许愿,
I make a vow to God.
我将来要当传道,
I want to be a
然后祷告完了去传道房找一个传道来协助灵会的传道士简义珍长老。
And after my prayer, I went to see the pastor, the elder, Elder Jin.
我说我要当传道。
I said I want to be.
他笑一笑, 但是他没有泼冷水。
He laughed at me, but he didn't say anything.
我现在想起来, 可能他笑的意思是说, 信主才两个月就想当传道啊, 这么容易。
I think he will probably be laughing at me that I want to be a preacher after 2 months of knowing the Lord.
啊, 后来我把这个事忘记了。
But I've forgotten this.
这个是以后才想起的, 那个时候后来没有多久忘记了。
And I forgot about that soon after I made the vow.
那一次祷告我才想起这个, 我曾经有这个愿, 像洗过这个愿。
Only during prayer that I remember that I once made this vow.
那圣经说, 你许愿不还, 神会追讨。
The Bible says that if you made a vow and you didn't fulfill it, God will ask for it.
我就跟那人说, 可能神在追讨, 所以祷告没有功效。
I said to my wife, perhaps God wants my vow.
我们再一次祷告。
And we prayed again.
如果神讨这个愿, 我马上还。
If God wants this vow, then I will immediately fulfill it.
但这个烧要马上退。
But the fever must subside.
明天再退不算。
If it subsided tomorrow, then it doesn't count.
以追求为准才明显。
If after prayer, it's only.
好，我们两个人商量好就祷告啊。
It only counts. Therefore, after we discuss,
祷告完, 摸摸看烧退了。
After prayer, we touch her forehead. The fever is gone.
赶快拿体温计量，正常。
Take a thermometer, measure her. She's normal.
发烧两年来第一次正常。
For 2 years, her body temperature is
normal. 我很高兴又很害怕。
I was happy or scared at the same time.
我害怕是说我最近不出去当传道，神的惩罚可能更严重。
I was afraid that if I don't become a preacher, then God's punishment may be even more severe.
我为了这个孩子发烧两年已经受苦受尽了。
I have suffered much for this child.
我不敢再叛逆了。
I cannot be a rebel again.
所以我跟我那人说，我要去当传道。
That's why I said to my wife, I have to be a preacher.
因为我很害怕，如果不去当这个孩子。 下次再生病啊，恐怕我们没有办法医好他了。
I was afraid that if my child is sick again, there's no cure.
那那人同意了。
My wife agreed.
刚好总会在募集神学生。
At the time, the GA was asking for students.
总会的第一期的神学班。
This is the first theological
training. 过去训练都是三个月的、四个月的。
In the past, the trainings are for 3 or 4 months.
我们那一次就最长期的一年。
But that particular time, it lasted for a year.
那时候还没有神学院。
That during those days, there weren't theological college.
所以我就去报名啊，读这个神学院一年。
I registered myself and I studied the theological course for a year.
那么报考笔试通过了。
I passed my entrance exam.
接下来就考试。
Next is oral exam.
啊，考试有那时候有15个李监事， 现在我们叫负责人，那时候李监事有15个。
There were 15 examiners.
简长老是理事长。
Elder Chen was the head of the committee. He asked me.
你来读神的班。
You come here to study theological.
一个月给你200块够吗？
Is it enough to give you $200 a month?
我那时候在小学当教员。
I was a teacher in elementary school.
一个月500块。
My salary is $500 a month.
油米盐撇机用不完。
And I have sufficient food and seasonings.
米出版可以喂鸡。
If I can't finish the rice, I can feed my
chickens. 加上500块。
$500.
现在剩了200块。
Now that I have 200.
其他什么都没有。
And I have nothing else.
扣掉20块， 十分之一奉献。
Minus $20 tithe.
剩下180块。
I have $180.
太太以外，还有那时候已经有3个孩子了。
Besides my wife, I have 3 children.
老三出生9个月。
My 3rd child was 9 months old.
他问我，200块给你够吗？
He asked me, is $200 enough?
我心想还需要问吗？
I asked myself, do you need to ask that question?
但我不敢说不够。
But I cannot say not enough.
假如我说不够，他一定说你回家去。
If I say not enough, he would probably tell me to go home.
我学历已经除掉了。 学校已经除掉了。
I have already quit my job as a teacher.
因为当时学了一个规定，你如果下学期不再当教员，6月份就要提出来。
Because there's a rule that says that if you don't want to be a teacher next semester,
因为七月就放暑假。
You should resign in June.
八月放暑假。
In July and August, so summer vacation.
所以你需要在6月提出来。
Therefore, you must voice
your opinion. 我6月提出来，很快就批准下来。
And I resigned in June, and it was
7月份得到半个月份的薪水而已，7月份。
In July, I received half of my normal salary.
8月份一个没有薪水。
And in August, I have no salary.
9月读神的班，一个200块。
In September, I'm going to theological school for $200 a month.
那么他问我够不够熟哦？
When he asked me, is that enough?
我不敢说不够。
I dare not say not enough.
我说主会预备。
I said the Lord will provide.
但是没有目标啊。
But I have no target.
不晓得为什么说主会预备。But
I don't know why I said the Lord will prepare.
那有个理事叫林崇的长老，他来过这里吗？林崇的长老啊啊，他在旁边听我说主会预备，他大声喊哈利路亚。There's
an elder then, when he heard that I said the Lord will provide, he said hallelujah.
好像为我打强心剂啊。He's like boosting
me up.
啊，后来主真的预备了。And
the Lord indeed provided.
主怎么预备呢？How
did the Lord provide?
好，我现在再讲一个神迹。I'll
tell you another miracle.
那时候我家里养13株莱恒鸡，莱恒鸡就白色羽毛会下蛋那种鸡叫莱恒鸡啊。13株了。
13 chicken.
13株鸡里面2株公的。
Out of 13, 2 are male.
11株母的。
11 female.
我去读神的班开始。
The day I started theological school.
每天下13个蛋。
Every day, there are 13 eggs.
你不要以为公鸡会下蛋。
Do not believe that roosters cannot lay eggs.
公鸡绝对不下蛋。
Roosters definitely will not lay an egg.
神要行神迹，也不能行得太离谱。
If God wants to perform a miracle, He cannot do it too much or over the line.
11株母鸡里面有2株每天下2个蛋。
Out of the 11 hens, 2 of them will lay 2 eggs a day.
早上一个，晚上一个。
One in the morning, one in the evening.
这是那2株很特别。
Those are 2 special chickens.
经过很久熟悉就是这样。
After a long time, it's still the same.
到最后这2株体力透支。
Until the end, these 2 chickens.
趴在地上不能动。
They lie on the ground, can't move.
看起来很可怜。
Look very pitiful.
那我们每一次收了一些鸡蛋，就拿去塑料店去换塑料。
And every day we would gather the eggs and go to a store just trade food for the chickens.
剩下是赚的了。
And the rest are our profits.
那我的那年告诉那个塑料店老板说，我们的鸡品种非常好。
And my wife said to that shop owner that our chickens are very good.
11株鸡每天生13个蛋。
11 chickens but 13 eggs.
那个老板说，怎么有这样的一回事呢？
And the owner says, how could this be?
养鸡的人觉得80%的生产率就很不错， 80%， 10株有8个蛋就很不错了，一定赚钱了。
And people say that if 80% of your chicken lay eggs, then you are making a profit.
我们说差不多100%了。
We have already surpassed 100%.
他就告诉我那人，
And he said to my wife,
你这个当了菜蛋卖太可惜， 要当了种蛋卖， 种蛋价钱比菜蛋 2-3倍价钱嘛。
When you sell this egg, make sure you don't sell it as a vegetable because the price will be very poor.
但是你第一个月不要当做种蛋卖，第一个还是当做菜蛋卖。
But for the first month, you must sell it as a vegetable egg.
因为第一个月还不太成熟了。
Because the egg is not very mature.
原来那个月是他要的。
For the We knew later that for the first time he wanted that cake.
以后他才坦白告诉我的内人。
Later on, he said to my wife, Franklin.
他认为这个蛋都太菜蛋卖太可惜，就自己去糊啊。
He says, if you were to sell this egg for food,
结果那几个蛋几乎啊，每一个都出小鸡。
He decided to hatch the eggs himself, and everyone.
就是孵化率100%啦。
And even the hatchling rate is
100%。他说这个不可能，怎么会100%孵化率啊？
And he said this is impossible. How can every egg hatch?
他就替我们宣传。
And he began to spread this around.
哇，我们这个鸡不是的什么品种，哪里有这样超过100%的生产力，孵化率又100%？
And he said that our chicken are a very special species because
哇，很多家他买鸡蛋啊。
And many people came to our house to buy eggs.
买鸡蛋太多，但是一天才13个啊。
And many people buy the eggs, but we only have 13 in one day.
我那年说排队。
My wife says you have to line up.
先登记才有后清登记，又等下一批了。
You have to register first, first come first serve.
结果有一个蛋啊，有点畸形，歪歪的畸形。
There's one egg that is a little out of shape.
有一个空军要来买这个。
There is a pilot or an air force man wants to buy one of them. My wife says that this egg is a bit deformed, so we're going to use it as food.
他说啊，这个当着菜的出蛋太可惜了。
And he said to eat this egg is.
他说我会接生了，我会接生了。Unfortunate,
but I know how to be a midwife.
我等这个鸡从里面出来的时候，我帮他把这个蛋壳剥开，然后把它拉出来，调整一下，我会接生啊。
He says that I will wait until the egg, the chick hatched, and break the shell for the chick.
连这个他也要啊。
And he even wanted this egg.
哇，感谢神，就是这样神的安排。
And I thank God this is how God has arranged.
还有我们家啊，过年时候。
And during New Year's.
我们谈习惯要出这个年糕。
We have to eat a cake.
啊，年糕我的内人说油不要放太多。
My wife said, don't put too much oil in the cake.
因为油刚好剩一点点，恐怕不够。
Because we only have a little left, and we're not.
那孩子说油多一点才好吃啊。
And the children says the more oil the better.
就是要煎的久一点呐。 比较好吃了。
If you fry longer, it's more delicious.
因为孩子说这样比较好吃，妈妈也不忍心。好啊，好吃就好吃啊，就多一点油，煎久一点啊。
And because the children liked it, she decided to put more oil in.
每一次要倒油出来，我的那年说，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
Each time, my wife was going to pour oil, she said, hallelujah. And the oil kept coming out.
每天都这样，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，就一直倒出来。
Every day, she said the same thing, and the oil kept coming out.
习惯了一点的油，用很久用不完。
And she had used the oil for a long time.
我就想到圣经的神迹，以利亚的时代。
I remember the miracle of Elijah.
3年半的饥荒。
3.5 years, there.
寡妇一点点油用不完。
The little bit of oil that the widow has could last for a long time.
我家里体验到了。
And I have experienced miracles.
既然不像以利亚那么大的神迹，3年半油出不完。
Although it's not like Elijah for 3.5 years.
等到总会薪水寄来，才出完。
When the money came from GA, then the oil was used up.
啊，孩子说，如果总会慢一点寄钱，我们也多几天免费油会吃啊。
But my children said that if the GA were to delay in sending the money, then we have some more free oil.
神真的照顾得很周到。
God indeed has taken care of us.
这些都不是偶然发生的。
All these are not coincidences.
是我们家里人亲身体验的神的爱。
Therefore, in our family, we have felt the love of God.
我们主已经复活升天。
Our Lord has resurrected.
他在天听我们的祷告。
He is listening to our prayer.
他知道你什么是缺少什么。
He knows what we need.
你什么时候需要什么帮助。
He knows we need.
你祷告，他都给你。
What at which time he will give it to us?
他是我们的救主。
He is our Savior.
好，那么圣经里面一直强调耶稣复活。
The Bible kept emphasizing that Jesus resurrected.
证明他是神的儿子。
And to prove that he is the Son of God.
他的复活跟我们有什么关系？
What has that got to do with us?
我现在讲三点。
I'll raise 3 points.
因为时间已经剩下没有多少。
We don't have much time left.
我很简单把圣经读一读，我们就来结束。
I will read some verses and we'll conclude.
耶稣复活跟你们有什么关系？
What has the resurrection of Jesus got to do with us?
因为他复活。
Number one, because he resurrected.
还能成我们的救主。
And that is why he's our Savior.
如果他没有复活。
If he didn't resurrect.
就不能成我们的救主。
Then he cannot be our Savior.
看哥林前的第15章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
17节。
Chapter 15.
哥林多前15章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
17节。
Verse 17.
基督若没有复活，你们的信便徒然，你们还在罪里面。第18节，基督在基督里睡的人也灭亡了。这里说，假如基督没有复活，
if Christ had not resurrected,
我们的信落空了。
Our faith
还在罪里面。We
will still be in sin.
因为我们受洗罪没有得赦免，还在罪里面。
Because if we baptize, our sins will not remiss, therefore we are still in sin.
在耶稣里面已经离世的人也灭亡了。
And for those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished.
他们生前也受过洗。
And before they died, they have been baptized. But if Jesus had not resurrected,
他就不得救主。
Then he is not the Savior.
你受洗罪没有得赦免。
After you are baptized, your sins will not remiss. You have not received salvation. And therefore you have perished.
但是耶稣复活这个事实啊,
but the fact is Jesus resurrected. And with our prayer, we have experienced the resurrection. The Holy Spirit fills us to let us understand that Jesus ascended to heaven.
复活给我们的关系头一项,
therefore, the first thing,
就成我们的救主。
The first thing of his resurrection is that he is our Savior.
第六项,
Second,
我们也能复活,
we also resurrect.
看同样哥林前15章,
let's also read the same chapter,
12节,
verse 12.
哥林前15章12节, 既传基督是从死里复活了，怎么这里面中有人说没有神的复活的事呢？十三节，若没有神的复活的事，基督也就没复活了。这里谈到。 基督复活是个事实啊，
it is a fact that Jesus raised.
你们怎么有人说死人没有复活这一回事呢？
And how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead?
那就是说基督复活成我们必定复活的一种凭据。
Then the resurrection of Jesus became an evidence of our own resurrection.
已经复活,
he has resurrected.
他再临时候,
when he comes,
我们信主离世的也要复活。
For those who have died in Christ will also be raised.
第三项,
third,
他复活要成为审判的主。
He raised to be the judgment of dead.
使徒17章,
Acts chapter 17,
3-1节,
31.
使徒行传17章3-1节,
Acts chapter 17, verse 31.
因为他已经定了日主，要借着他所受的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可惜的凭据。这里说，神说的耶稣来审判天下。
That here Jesus will judge the world. And he will be an evidence of all who have resurrected. And this evidence is that he will be the judge.
那就是说耶稣复活跟我们什么关系呢?
Then what has the resurrection of Jesus got to do with us?
第一项, 耶稣复活才能成我们的救主。
That he resurrected to be our Savior.
我们信他一定得救。
When we believe in him, we will be saved.
第二个大复活, 我们也能够复活。
Second, if he resurrected, we will
resurrect. 他复活是我们必复活的一种凭据。
His resurrection is an evidence of ours.
第三项,
third,
他复活要成为审判主。
He resurrected to be a judge.
当主审判时候,
when the Lord judges,
我们如果守住他的教训,
if we kept his teachings,
将来一定会得救到天国,
then we will be saved and we will go to heaven.
永远与主同在,
and we will be with him forever.
我们有时候一些软弱小过患,
sometimes we will be weak.
只要你悔改就得到主的赦免,
as long as we repent, our Lord will forgive us.
大过患我们不可以犯,
we cannot commit major sins.
小过患你悔改就得到赦免,
if you repent with your minor sins, then God will forgive you.
所以我们很多人大部分人都可以得救。
That's why most of us, a majority of us will be saved.
最后看一段圣经,
finally let's read a verse.
罗马书9章,
Romans chapter 9,
第五节,
verse 5.
罗马书的第9章第5节,
Romans chapter 9,
列祖救赎他们的祖宗，按肉体说，基督是从他们出来的。他的万有之物上，因为可算神。阿门。在罗马书1章的3节说，耶稣的人性。
In Romans chapter 1 verse 3 tells us the human nature of Jesus.
1章4节说耶稣的神性。
And in chapter 1 verse 4 tells us the divine nature of Jesus.
那9章5节是把耶稣的人性神性都归纳在这个地方。
But in chapter 9 verse 5 it has put together the human nature and the divine nature of Christ.
这里说列祖就是亚伯兰、以撒、雅各这三代人称为列祖。
Here the patriarchs refers to Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac.
圣经常常讲神是亚伯兰神、以撒、雅各的神。
The Bible always says that God is the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob.
在罗马书有几个地方提到列祖都是祖宗三代人。
In the book of Romans, when it says patriarchs, it refers to these three generations of men.
列祖是他们的祖宗。
Patriarchs.
就是说,
are their ancestors.
以亚伯兰、以撒、雅各都三代人，以色列人的祖宗啊。
The ancestors of the Israelites, Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac.
按肉体说，基督是从他们出来的。
And according to the flesh, Christ came from them.
这个是讲到人性。
This refers to the human nature.
耶稣出生为亚伯拉罕的祖孙。
Christ was born as the descendant of Abraham.
然后说他受在万鸟之上，用口中神。
And he is also God.
是讲他的神性。
This refers to divine nature.
他原来是天上神。
And he was indeed God in
heaven. 为了救人才成为人来。
For his salvation plan, he came as a human.
因为他既有神性。
Because he has divine nature.
他才有能力做我们的救主。
That's why he is our savior.
如果他仅有人性而没有神性。
If he only has a human nature and no divine nature.
他就不能成我们的救主。
Then he will not be our savior.
好，我们今天下午就要谈到这个地方。
We end our sermon here this afternoon.
现在我们来唱诗。